Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tammy on KSON, I was kind of lamenting the fact that our sister station next door has their whole wall already covered with Christmas cards that they've gotten. We got nothing here.
No, we haven't got any yet.
We got nothing. I'm sorry. SDCCU sent us some beautiful Christmas sweaters.
That's true.
Other than
that,
there's no Christmas cards. And that prompted Tammy to ask a pretty curious question. I was like, where's this question coming from?
Yeah, when you have your Christmas cards, after you get them, what do you do with them? Do you throw them away? Do you keep them? What do?
Well, you display them for a while. Many people have like Christmas card holders.
Yes, but once it's over, what do you do with the cards?
I've never been asked that question, and I had to think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. And my answer is, I save some of the ones because, for whatever reason, they're pictures of my friends' families, or they're cool-looking cards. But for the most part, I toss them.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Sean, what do you do with your Christmas cards? Sean's in El Cajon.
I put them on my sliding glass door.
And then once the holidays are over, what do you do with them?
I put them in a box. Then I look back at, like, my friends' kids as they grow up.
Oh, you see?
Sure, very sweet.
How many boxes, though, must you have?
Yeah, that's the thing. Where's the cutoff?
That's exactly what I do, though. And again, I don't know what I determine to throw away or keep. I just do like looking at my friends and their families and how they've grown.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of like looking back on the past, even my own and my own kids looking back at them. It's so fun what you do sometimes with Santa, sometimes in the backyard with the poinsettia. So it's fun.
I think over the years, it changes for you because, you know, especially when my kids were all little, I kept everything and I kept everybody's cards. And now that people are sending out cards less, there's less to worry about. But now at my stage in life, once the holidays are done, I ditch them.
Wow.
I throw them away.
What happened to your heart?
Well, what happened to my house is I decided, you know, to clean, to organize, and keeping things. The only things I will keep are something that's super important, very sentimental. Like my grandson's, if there's picture Christmas cards, obviously I'm going to keep those.
Sure.
But after that, it's like.
So, Jessica, your card's going in the trash. My card's going in the trash. I mean, that's just a foregone conclusion, I guess, what we're saying here. You join the old Heart of Stone over here? Do you throw your cards away too, Jessica?
I keep mine, but specifically, I keep them mostly so that I have everybody's addresses so I don't have to go hunting them down every year.
Okay, so like this year, you're going to sit down, you're going to fill out the cards for everybody. You have their address from their old cards. Then what do you do with them?
I still keep them. Okay. Like, I have like years of old addresses just to make sure I have like the right addresses.
So Jessica doesn't give a crap about the card. All she wants is the address labels.
You can get an address book.
Easier, I guess.
833-287-1037. Simple. What do you do with your Christmas cards? Do you keep them for keepsakes and tracing years past, or you throw them away like Tammy? Trash them. Declutter yourself. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Phone number is 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Simple question. What do you do with Christmas cards once Christmas is over? Do you keep them forever for a keepsake, or you toss them like Tammy does?
Let's go to Lillian. Lillian is in San Marcos. Lillian is 9. Good morning, Lillian.
Good morning.
So what do you do with Christmas cards after Christmas is over?
So after New Year's, we put them on the dinner table, and we pick one up, and then we pray for that family at dinner time.
Oh, that's very sweet. Very sweet, Lillian. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Man, it's the sweetest call ever.
I want a baby.
Oh, my God. Bite your tongue off.
Oh, my God.
I am not coming to work with a man.
Don't you miss that?
And listen, of course
don't
you
miss
that.
That.
Yes, but I am not coming to work every morning with a man who has had no sleep because he was kept all night up with a baby. Are you kidding me? That would make my life a living hell.
I know. I have enough problems with staying up for a Padres game. think about a baby.
Oh, God, no.
833-287-1037. Jody and Ramona, what do you do with your Christmas cards when the season's over?
I take a picture of them and set them as their contact in my phone.
Oh, that's so cute. So the picture changes every year. I love it.
Yeah.
So again, the contact list on your phone, the picture of the person is actually their Christmas card?
Correct.
Oh, that's super cool idea.
What it's sweet, too. Stephanie's also in Ramona. Stephanie, what do you do with your Christmas cards, and if you keep them, how long?
Well, a tradition started with my mom where we wrap one of our front doors, you know, like the front entry closet. We wrap it, put all of the cards on there all year, and then my mom will keep it hung up for the whole entire year until the next Christmas. And then when she gets new cards, she will replace the ones from the year before.
So the Christmas card display is on display at the house the entire year?
The entire year, and people love it.
So when all the cards start coming in this month, what happens to the cards that were displayed for the entire year?
They go away.
I mean, but
I like how you say go away. You know, they just go away. They find a restful place to be.
Yeah, they go away into the trash can, but people all through the year when they come and visit, they're like, oh, look, my card's still on the door. How fun, you know?
That's a great idea. Thank you. Mary's in Sabre Springs. Mary, do you keep your Christmas cards?
I do. I keep the front of them. And what I do with them is I cut out any of the nice-looking pictures or phrases, and I use them as name tags for the following years to come.
Oh, so they become the tags for a gift.
Exactly.
Oh, what a recycler.
Super good ideas here. What are our thoughts on people that insist on giving us their entire year's history of their family?
The Christmas letter? That's a whole different topic.
Okay.
That's a whole different topic. Yeah, it is.
Called the brag letter.
Yeah, right.
The brag letter.
Thanks, Mary.
That's funny.
Dana and Santee, do you keep your Christmas cards or do you toss them?
I keep them just on a shelf in my office, and I keep them until we reuse them.
How do you reuse them?
My entire family birthday cards and Christmas cards, whatever it is, we just scratch, like if it says Merry Christmas, we scratch out the Christmas and write in birthday.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Scratch out the names and rewrite names.
That's great.
Doesn't matter what card it is, we reuse them all for every occasion.
I love wacky family traditions like that, man. That's so cool.
John, your daughter Abigail should love this,
right?
You know, with the recycling part of it, and it becomes a running thing. You know, I had friends years ago, we had this cow wrapping paper, and every year it went to somebody else. And it was who got the present with the cow wrapping paper for years until it finally just wasn't usable anymore. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.